This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
As a parent these days, I don't know, Chuck, if you've had to have, your kids aren't as old as mine, but have you had to talk about things they shouldn't share on their phones? Have you talked to Rowan about that yet?
No.
Because I remember talking to Aiden about that a couple of years ago, because I thought he's getting to an age where he could start doing this. And it was more so about, look, you can get in big trouble. You're not of age.
Because we were hearing a lot of stories.
About it being considered like child pornography.
Yeah.
So I was sharing these stories with him. I didn't want to scare him, but I also wanted him to be smart.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was sending his penis, God forbid, to people, that he did it correctly. Meaning,
correctly
don't
send
do it.
It
at all.
Oh,
right,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
Don't send your penis. Okay. It's not a smart thing to do. But, so there's this new study that finds teen sexting really doesn't deserve the bad rap it's getting. They say it is part of healthy exploration, and it's indicative of just normal feelings, and it's becoming a rite of passage. They say adolescents' exploration of their sexual identity is not only normal, but a developmental and biological imperative. This is published in a health journal. It's called "Cause Sexting in Youth Cause for Concern?" Question mark. They think not as much as people believe.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's like kids are gonna do what you're gonna do.
Do it, but it's not, I don't think it's healthy. I don't think it's good to have your photos just out there.
Yeah, there's consequences attached to that.
There's some heavy consequences.
Yeah.
Some are even teaching teens how to sext more safely now. And for one sex educator, they say one of the basic rules they always talk about is know your angles. And that's not how you look best or what makes your dong look bigger.
Yeah.
It's they're encouraging students, and these are mostly college freshmen, to cover up any identifying marks like tattoos, birthmarks, or freckles, and make sure the background is ambiguous.
Right. Because this truth is, the second people start dating, like, you don't date somebody just to have a nice conversation with.
Yeah, take them down to the malt shop.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't.
Play
jazz. And like, even in high school, you didn't.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? You didn't date somebody just to, can we just talk on the phone all night?
Your hormones are, like, out of control.
Right. I mean, they're going to do stuff. Like, they're going to do these things. And I guess it's like, what I would be more concerned with, if Rowan or Stella, they, you know, when they have a boyfriend or girlfriend, is just stick to one, you know, you just hope you don't have like the girl or the guy that's like mass blasting
everybody
their bits out to like 50 people. Cause that's how stuff gets out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thank God there are laws in place now, which can get someone in a lot of trouble for we were dating for that 2 weeks and now I've sent your bits to everyone I know. You're in big trouble for that. So
what a roll of the dice before those laws were on the books.
Oh, my God. I don't know why anyone sent their stuff then.
Crazy.
Because they didn't think about it.
Yeah.
Right? People were sending their stuff before they thought, what could happen?
Well, also,
where could this go? Where could this end up?
When you're young, like when you're in high school and you like somebody, you think you've found the one.
Mm-hmm.
It's the dumbest thing of all time. But when you're young, you're like, I'm going to love this person forever.
Yeah.
And we're going to be together forever. And that's it. And then 2 weeks later, you're dating that person's best friend.
Right.
You know, because that's life of a young person.
Yeah, they probably don't understand, too, that, like, that person's cool, like, when you're sending the photo, but then things can go south so quick.
Like, so fast.
Do you guys think you would have been deep into it if it was prevalent when we were dating?
I would have been doing this nonstop.
I just think most of us would.
Would be doing it nonstop.
It's just the thing. I mean, you are young and dumb, and you're leading with your dong. I mean, especially guys. I think women can be, although there's lots of women nudes out there.
Yeah.
They're more cautious than men are.
At that age, like, girls are trying to get attention from boys, so.
Well, not to be honest. Like, I was driving to somebody's house, picking them up. And, like, let's, you know, it was much worse than a photograph.
Right. Yeah, but there's no evidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, it's different when you. It's like there it is. Yeah. I'm going to show all my friends.
Right. Yeah.
That's one of the positives I think we have.
When we were,
there was no social media like it is now. There was no phones on, and no one was carrying a phone with them 24/7. They weren't taping people.
Yeah.
I mean, old school they were, I guess, but we could make mistakes and it wouldn't be blasted everywhere.
Yeah.
Right.
For the most
part. No one would know.
Yeah. The big mistakes would get out.
Yeah, but then it was like your word against my word. You know, it's not like proof. Here's evidence of this.
That's
embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, I'm a school resource officer at a middle school. Seventh grader accidentally airdropped a dick pic to everyone in the classroom, including the teacher. Oops.
Jesus.
Airdrop. It can get you.
Yeah.
So he was trying to airdrop it to one person. Is that?
Or he just hit the wrong button.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the wrong button.
When you airdrop, you have to select. Is there a mass airdrop feature?
I honestly don't know.
You only have a few people in your airdrop usually, right?
Yeah. Or just the people that are around you.
On your phone is usually who shows up.
Just my leg will do stuff. Like, my leg called my brother the other day.
See, look, you guys came up in my airdrop, but there was no feature
I've never airdropped anyone.
There you are, anyone. See? I have your little character as your photo.
Oh.
And James, yeah. But there's no, you'd have to click on every person to airdrop it to them.
There's no select all?
No.
No, then he meant it.
Yeah, then he wanted everybody to see, including the teacher.
Yeah. Try that on for size.
Give me a confident report, a teacher. Yeah. Suck on this.
Yeah. It's a confident young man.
Someone said, I met a girl who had her nudes copywritten just in case. Wow, that's
copywritten. That's advanced.
That is.
How do you look into that then?
Copyright your own nudes?
Look at that. You want to use a picture of my wiener? That's going to cost you 50 cents a click.
Come on.
How did she do that?
She must be sending a lot of nudes, right?
You had to go to a lawyer.
You know, excuse me.
Yes, come on in. This is Green Bean Law.
I need to have my nudes.
You want them copyrighted? Let's take a look.
Can you do that?
I can.
And a pervy lawyer.
Yeah, of course. Oh, right? Man. Well, let's see what we can do
for
you.
That's odd. Hopefully, you just do it online.
I know just the lawyer to go to.
It's probably many.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Name me one. Nice one. Wow, that's advanced.
That is very advanced.
It's a lot to go through.
She's obviously sending nudes if she's going to take that step. And quite a few.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, yeah. Good for her, I guess.
I don't even know if you can really do that.
I don't know.
It would make it easier to get websites to pull them down if somebody were to take them and post them, because then you can file a copyright claim, you know? Like on YouTube, if I have, you know, some banned song in the background of my video, and then they file that claim, I wonder if it makes it easier to do that.
I guess.
Yeah, you can copyright your image. Attorney fees and statutory damages are available to people who have registered a copyright for their image.
Whoa. Everybody should copyright their image then.
And it's not that expensive. The standard filing fee is $55 for basic claims.
Well, I do know that back in the day, what online sites would do is they would go, they'd just troll around. They'd find like pretty girls that are on, at the time it was like MySpace.
Yeah.
They'd copy their photos and then put them in like their bar ads. Right. Like it'd be like a girl having fun and it's like, oh, that was some girl that you know from Costa Rica.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then it was like, oh, look, they're going to Rick's bar.
Yeah.
And it's like, that chick was never there.
Right. That happens all the time.
That happens
mainly
the time.
Chinese rub and tug websites.
Right.
They use images
of people.
They used
to do it on Facebook all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There'd be like ads using people's personal photos.
Yeah.
Weird.
But I've never heard of it for like a dong pic, or I trademarked my dong.
I hope they never used mine for ads that just said, are you sad?
Well, you were worried they were going to use that, like, to cover up your face if they were, like, doing a news story about bigger people.
Yeah, I don't want to be news stock footage of when they're like, obesity in America. And that's always, like, a bad
picture. That's why I'm not going to, I don't walk in the daylight.
Yeah, I know, you can't.
I always wonder about the people they use on the news like that.
They don't know.
Like, do they don't know.
I don't think they know.
Could you imagine if you're watching the news and then you see yourself?
You're like, that's my ass.
You'd be devastated.
Yeah.
If they blurred out my face but still showed my bigger body.
Because they just get people at, like, the theme park walking around.
They do. It's always somebody at, like, a fair.
Yeah, a fair.
They got a big beverage or, like, a Slurpee.
Well, if you want to get stock footage of a big person.
And it's always, like, the behind, you know, shot, and they're walking.
Yeah, they got that walk where their belly goes the other way.
Well, we all have it, except for Lisa. Like, all of us look that way.
I know. There was a picture of me and you that was, like, we could have been stock footage for that Vegas picture.
100%. 100%. It's like how not to let yourself look.
So although there's a lot of people that think now that sexting is just a part of healthy exploration, the folks in Texas don't agree. Texas-based sex education says they're teaching kids the law. And there's no such thing as safe sexting. They don't think the words make sense when you put them together because there are legal implications. They are telling kids in Texas that they are not immune from being prosecuted for child porn possession and reception, which is punishable under both state and federal law. They're scaring the nudes right out of those Texas kids.
Yeah.
Texas, they tell them abstinence.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, it's a different place, you know.
That's kind of how I treated my son. I tried to scare him. Right or wrong, I wanted him to think that he could be going to jail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If he sent his nudes or received nudes.
I bet he's never received a nude.
Oh, God. I don't know. It's only 15, Chuck. Come on.
Did you put a cowboy hat on when you tried to scare him?
Yeah, belt buckle.
You did, like, you
and I
like
sauntered
you were
into the room.
Yeah.
You can do a little saunter.
We got to talk, son.
That'll scare him.
Yeah.
Sit down with Sheriff Dave.
But the look on his face, to me, made me believe.
Right.
But he's had a girlfriend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And my attitude on that was, well, whether we allow him to have a girlfriend or not, he's still going to have a girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
There is
nothing you can do to stop any of it.
Because we have some friends that won't let their kids date until they're 18.
Is it a guy or a girl?
It's the couple.
No. Gosh. What I'm saying is, do they have a guy child or a girl child?
They both.
Mm. Guess what? Guess what's going to happen?
Right away.
Yep.
And I tried to talk to them about that. I'm like, listen, if you think they're not still going to do it behind your back, it's delusional. So I decided just to embrace it. I'd rather he feel comfortable bringing her to the house and not sneak off and whatever they're going to do somewhere else.
Right.
Not that we're approving of anything in our house.
Right.
But I'd rather it just be open and out there than him running around hiding it. Because he's going to do it whether we approve of it or not. I know how things work.
I knew someone whose their parents were so strict. They were like iron fist. And they'd squeeze this person so tight. And then when she went away to school.
Craziness.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Second she was away from that, I mean, it was like a revolving door.
And it generally happens even when they're not away from it. They figure out a way to do what they want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Go into the library. Oh, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to say that, going to the library, but then I went to the library.
You actually went.
Oh, that's sad.
I did.
If I would have said I was going to the library.
I was like, I'm not having sex, but I will read a big old book about Wolverine.
Yeah, there's some pretty cool stuff in there, facts.
They're called the glutton. Did you know that?
My parents were, like, honestly, when I think back, they probably should have been a little bit more buttoned down with me.
Well, you just sat in front of a TV.
Well, you banged someone when you were 13, so.
Okay, but they don't know that.
I know, but that was a fail.
Well, I was in Ireland. They weren't even there with me.
Right. You also shouldn't let your kid just go to Ireland at 13.
Hey, go. Well, to, with my yourself, family. I was staying with family.
Yeah. Yep.
But I would go out for hours and hours, and they just didn't, as long as, you know. Yeah. I came back. They were fine.
Yeah.
They weren't really questioning.
If you were my kid, I would have let you do whatever you wanted to. I'd be like, what are you going to do? He's pretty straight and narrow.
They were hoping he'd get wild.
You know?
What I mean?
Yeah.
Get away from that TV. Take those slippers off.
Wait, David, I'm going to leave this crown royal right there on the edge of this table. I hope nothing happens to it. I'm going to go for about 8 to 10 days. There's a bunch of booze I didn't want anything to happen to then. There's so many bottles I can't even remember how many I have. All right, I got to go.
Here's a credit card for you.
Yeah, he came back. He's like, all the bottles are still there. They've got the still got the seal on them and everything. He's like, damn it.
All the cereal's gone.
Yeah.
Apples and cinnamon.
Yeah.
They just said your parents were just hoping you'd take your slippers off.
I didn't even hear you say that. It's true. He didn't take them off. Only to sleep. Yeah, I would have let Dave do anything. I would have given him keys to the car. Like, go ahead. That's all yours, dude.
Like,
I'm fine.
Wrong.
I'm fine. Nothing to worry about.
Oh, God. I got up to stuff.
Well, yeah, you banged someone when you were 13.
Yeah, I mean, but, nothing illegal, just good time stuff.
Yeah.
You can sing a jingle.
I guess, like, nobody's
doing that. Yeah. That was it. You're just singing jingles all day.
He's like, I got to do something about David. We got to get him to party a bit. Look at him, he's singing jingles. Look at that.
He's like, we tried, Linda. He's just going around opening bottles of liquor everywhere, just breaking the seal on all of them, leaving them all over the place.
Are you kidding? My dad had them on the wall with, like, you just put the glass underneath them and they would just fill your cup up, right?
Mm-hmm. These are marijuana seeds and this is dirt.
Yeah.
Don't plant them.
They probably left weed out, too. Touch it.
Don't you dare plant those.
Dave's like,
there's bags of oregano everywhere. He puts them in the spice cabinet.
Apple, cinnamon, and spices.
Oh, this is strong. There's a strong smell to it. I'm going to put it back in the closet.
I've been watching him for 2 days straight. Now he's just watching jingles. He's recorded them and learned them. He loves that VCR.
No, I was editing my own newscast.
Yeah. He's making his own news, Linda.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to send him to Ireland with a bunch of money.
That's why they sent him to Ireland.
Exactly. Maybe they know who'll do it. His cousins will make him bang somebody.
And they did.
And then they did.
And I was wasted.
It still didn't work. It still didn't work. He came back and was like, oh, boy, that was crazy.
He put his slippers back on. And
I got to calm down.
Oh, that made me financially responsible because I got my credit card.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. He throws the slippers away like that's contraband. He's like, you're done with these, you understand? I don't want to see any slippers again.
Oh, that's the thing. His dad, like, busts the door in, and he starts searching around, and he finds slippers.
He's like, what's this? Explain that.
Oh, my God, you got another pair, David.
You best not be singing any jingles. I'll slap the jingle right out of your mouth.
Have you driven a Ford lately?
Oh, Dad!
No, you knocked the slippers right off me.
Think about it. Think about it. They trusted Dave so much, they sent him to a foreign land at 13 with his own credit card.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they did.
They did.
I was a
trustworthy
kid.
They thought they were fine.
I had 3 jobs by then.
Yeah, they thought they were fine. Yeah.
No.
But I was working. That's when I had my paper route. I worked at the flea market on Sundays, and I also worked at Gus's Continental Kitchen.
Yeah.
You're a workaholic.
Yeah.
All he does is work.
I'm really worried about him. I'm concerned, really.
That is why they sent me to Ireland.
Yeah. You got to cut loose.
Dave's dad's
I needed
like
a break.
Rolling a joint, like. All concerned.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, my parents didn't have to worry about that stuff.
No.
Yeah.
It was the opposite for them. And no more illegal slipper raids.
Yeah. What's under your bed here? Slippers! Oh, my God, damn it! What's under your mattress?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God, you've got... There's 4 different pairs of slippers. All different colors.
A robe? Really? Bunny rabbit slippers! Bunny rabbit slippers!
Then they have an intervention and I break down. Oh,
somewhere deep down in my heart.
What are you going to say for yourself?
I still love you.
Even with the slippers.
Oh, it gets me every time.
I know.
Yeah. R.I.P. best cry ever guy.
Yeah, he's gone.
He is no longer with us.
He is gone.
Yep.
But listen, your parents should be that lucky to have a kid like me. I was freaking cooking them dinner. I was doing all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, well, you had to. You had to.
I was an adult way before I should have been an adult.
Yeah. They were high, so.
Or wasted. Come on, they're Irish after all.
Yeah.
Wasted all the time. I was cleaning up after their parties.
I made it in it once or twice. Three times.
Four times.
Five times.
What are you counting?
Did you get that trench coat in Ireland or did you bring it with you? Did you pack it or did you buy it there?
I bought it in. My cousins took me out.
Did you bring it back home?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My black trench coat.
Came back in with a trench coat. Yeah. Your dad must have been like, what?
He's like, he's still a bit nerdy.
He came back. It looks
he's
like
wearing a trench coat now. I don't even know. He's wearing it with his slippers.
With his slippers.
A wild time.
He's singing Never Gonna Give You Up.
Rick Astley is like, he's
yeah,
like,
he loves it. He's like,
he's got a weird gay look to him there.
It was bad. I admit now. They were just trying to make me look older, but they didn't even have to. I was 13 and 6 feet, right?
Yeah.
Well, like, look at your own kid right now. You know?
Oh, yeah. Aiden's 6'2".
Yeah, 6'2". He's 15 years old.
Yeah.
Best of luck. Mm. Bet you don't have to send him to Ireland.
Was it most kids have a porn stash? Dave had a slipper stash.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
What are these, David? Vitamins? My God! They're going in the trash. Flintstone vitamins.
I have them.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Maybe now, in the whole Me Too era, it's slowed down a bit. But I feel like a cop hitting on a chick he pulls over or a girl flirting with the cop that pulled her over to get out of the ticket was just standard for a long time. But a Detroit cop has been charged after he was the one allegedly asking women for their numbers in exchange of him letting them out of traffic tickets.
Oh.
Here's the update on the story from WXYZ-TV.
A Detroit police officer is expected in court today on charges of misconduct in office.
Prosecutors say that he demanded phone numbers from women he pulled over and that this is not the first time being charged with the crime.
7 Action News reporter Allie Hoxie is live in downtown Detroit. And Allie, do we know exactly what prosecutors are accusing this officer of doing?
Well, prosecutors say it was back in 2018 that he pulled over a 21-year-old Sterling Heights woman right here at Woodward and Congress. According to the charges against Chancellor Searcy, he told the girl that she could avoid a ticket if he gave her his number. According to the charges against him, Searcy's pulled over another woman about a month later near Woodward and Jefferson. This time, he's accused of telling that woman she would go to jail, have her car impounded, and receive a ticket if the 29-year-old did not give him her number. It was back in January of 2017 that Officer Searcy was found not guilty of stealing thousands of dollars from people he pulled over. He's expected in court today at 1 p.m. Reporting live in downtown Detroit, Allie Hoxie, 7 Action News.
So he faces a maximum penalty of up to 5 years in prison.
They're like, God damn it, man. We got you off the one charge.
Yeah. Can't keep doing this.
Can't do that.
Or try.
Yeah, January 2017, not guilty of charged with stealing thousands of dollars from people he pulled over.
Jesus, he was stealing.
So you think that so
they, just, they couldn't prove it then.
Pull a guy over and you're like, hey, this can all go away.
Give me all the money you got.
Give me $50.
Right. For the women, he just wants their number.
Yeah.
For the guys, he'll take their cash. But not to that extreme. But don't you think the flirting game has been going on? Maybe there were no numbers exchanged. Maybe that's when it crosses a line.
I think you can ask for a number. You just can't
offer to get you out of a ticket.
That's it.
To
so it's like, exchange. It's like, hey, yeah, this sucks. I'm sorry. I have to give you this ticket. But I mean,
we could work it out.
Yeah, just don't. Yeah, you can't even don't say that. Yeah. Just be like if you're interested in someone, you're allowed to.
Are you?
I think you are.
I don't know.
I'm not sure if like a police officer if that's considered professional conduct.
I couldn't imagine that, yeah, like being pulled over and having that happen. That would blow me away.
Happens every time a cop pulls me over.
He asks for your number.
They're always.
Yeah.
Like,
just can't get enough of you.
Like, what are you doing later?
Are they hitting on you, or are you offering to do stuff to them?
Oh, I offer.
I thought you always just offer.
I always offer.
Like, I know. You told me you know a trick to get out of a ticket every time you get pulled over.
I do.
Just put on some chapstick. And
I don't know how these people have the balls to do that. Right? Like, if a female cop pulled me over and I offered to, like, suck on her areola or something. I mean,
God.
How do they even
right
have
to jail?
Well, I'm just right saying, how do they have the balls to put that out offer out there?
If you worded it that way, oh my God. Excuse
you get
me,
shot. You get shot in his face. You get shot right in his face. Listen, you wouldn't even get to say areola. Areola.
I'd like to suck on your...
Areola.
I'm just trying to think of, like, not obviously.
It's amazing, too, to just imagine trying to just get the areola.
Yeah.
I bet your areolas are delicious. I'd love to suckle them.
I'm just saying, you would have to have balls to just put that out on the table during a traffic stop, because it could go horribly wrong for you.
Yeah, but I've seen, you know, they've have it on cops. They used to have it on cops all the time. It'd be the drunk girl.
Yeah, and the cop always is like, I'm on camera.
Yeah.
So no.
But she's throwing it all out there. And sometimes it's like all fun and games, like, ha, 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 it's just real funny. Like, she's not really trying to get out of anything. Mm. She just, you're hot. You're so hot.
Right.
You
just kind of giggle.
Someone said, by the way, if you've ever had a cop hit on you, or if you've used it and it worked out for you, reach out to us quickly here. 1-855-954-6969. 1-855-954-6969. Someone said definitely not allowed to ask for personal cell numbers unless you're investigating a crime and you need the number for the report. Mm. You cannot use it for personal use.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Yeah.
Someone else said, old girlfriend of mine got in an accident. Week later, she got her ticket in the mail with a letter from the cop saying she was hot and wanted her to call him. We laugh, but I was kind of pissed.
You turn that into the police department.
Right away. She was a 10, though. You write it out. What a dumbass you are. You wrote it and mailed it?
Yeah. The type of people that would do this, they're not very bright.
You mean guys?
Right.
Yeah.
They're guys.
But not every guy is like
that.
Yeah,
I know, but...
And he gave her the ticket.
Every guy,
what a jackass.
Yeah.
Like, she got the ticket and he still thought he was going to...
Well, that's why he thought he was okay. Because even I would have thought you're okay as long as you give the ticket. Like, you're not, as long as you're not giving anyone favors, I would have thought you would have been okay. You know?
Someone said flirting might happen. A lot of girls like guys in uniform, but there's a big difference between flirting and give me your number or I'm going to destroy your life.
Yeah.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, that's conduct unbecoming of an officer, definitely grounds for termination.
I wonder how then cops get around it.
Like, she'd have to volunteer it. I mean, I guess they just couldn't ask for it. If a woman gave them their number, then they're fine, right?
That's allowed.
They didn't ask for it.
I don't think they can take it.
They still can't take it?
I don't think so. I think you have to be totally professional when you're in that situation. Yeah. You're in that uniform.
Well, yeah, you're like supposed to be taken seriously. Yes.
I'm sorry, I can't take your number, but later I will be at...
You could do that.
Ted's Market.
Right? You could do that.
You can even do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then I have no
just
idea.
Say where you hang out when you're off duty, or I don't know.
I bet you could do that, but I mean, again, you're getting if you offend the person, then
yeah,
they go to your sergeant or whatever and complain.
I don't think you meet too many really hot.
I bet you're
when
right.
When you're doing that job.
Yeah.
It's not real common. Yeah. You know, it's like cops a fantasy don't. Land here. You're thinking.
Just every time you pull someone over.
Just another smoking hot rod with their areolas out.
True. Like one in every like 1 million episodes of Cops and or live PD.
You don't have teeth. You're, you know.
Right. Usually
you're drunk.
Like,
you're pissing yourself.
You got mess on you and where are your shoes?
I don't really know like all the cops I know that are decent looking. None of them are really hard up and looking for love.
Right. Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah.
Every one of them has a smoke show.
Yeah. This guy said, I'm a good looking cop and I get numbers all the time when I tell them where I hang out off duty.
So there it is. So that's it. Like, sorry, I can't do that. I mean, I will be at the gym later.
Mm-hmm. I was a friend of a friend dating a Massachusetts state trooper. He would harass women when he pulled them over to get their numbers. She bought him an iPad, and all the conversations from his phone were sent to the iPad. She saw them there, sent them to his boss. He was suspended. Just suspended.
Suspended. Mm-hmm.
This one said, just the other day on the job, I had a detail cop say, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to putting you in handcuffs. But that wouldn't necessarily mean an arrest. I was very shocked, but I laughed it off.
Yeah, this is like a fine line. It's like real inappropriate, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're given
position
power.
Of power. Yeah.
And you're supposed to be responsible with it. You can't let it's not officer
there,
boner.
There is a select number of dudes that can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
They can't be given any kind of power.
Yeah.
Sometimes
you're right.
They're the CEO of a company.
Right.
Sometimes they're like an agent
for movie
actresses. Sometimes they're a cop.
Was that one guy was in like the FBI or something, right? And he was dancing for some chicks and dropped his gun.
Discharged, shot a guy
in the leg.
Yeah, not meant for him in that field.
Special Agent Boner. God damn it.
I shot a guy again.
Yeah, you did.
Steve's with us here on the Dave and Chuck Lines. Good morning, Steve. What's your comment on this?
Hey, morning, guys, and Lisa.
Good morning.
Hey, so my friend about 2 years ago crashed into the Castech football field in downtown Detroit, and they were hammered. They left this thing at the casino and were hammered. Needless to say, my friend, we had to go pick her up. My wife and I had to pick them up, but they didn't get a DUI, first of all. And second of all, my friend, I think, was offering special favors to the cop. So they ended up giving the cop the number. Nobody got a DUI. Nobody got arrested. We drove our friends home, but the cop called for, like, 2 months after that, continuously called her. Well, no, about 6 months, actually. They had time to piss off.
But she offered to do stuff.
Well, because she was that drunk girl.
She crashed into a football field.
Yeah.
She wanted to get out of that.
Yeah. I'd be offering.
Oh, yeah. It was nuts.
Yeah.
The cop, I guess, was real pushy and tried to hook up with her. And she was married.
Yeah. Oh, so she never hooked up with him.
No,
but she offered.
Just harassed her.
I still hope that if Amber crashed into a football field wasted, she wouldn't offer to blow a cop.
Well,
it's crazy that,
you do
like,
what you got to do, sweetie.
No, you don't.
I don't think he could retroactively charge her either for the DUI.
Well, if you don't do it right then and there, like you've got to do it right then and there.
Yeah.
Prove it.
You know.
Well, this guy's ballsy. He did ask a female cop for her name and number. And she wrote her name and badge number at the bottom of the ticket. Oh, badge number. Okay, so he didn't quite get it. I'm amazed that she was that cool.
Yeah, I'd assume that could end real poorly if they're not into it.
Yeah. Yeah, don't you think it's much riskier for a guy to ask a female cop than from a girl to ask a male cop?
Oh, you can't.
I think girl cops have a lot there. A lot more to prove just being a cop. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like they're.
Yeah.
My mom and stepdad met on the scene. She was a paramedic. He was a cop. They're still married. That's a different thing.
Yeah, it is.
No one's interfering with someone threatening their life. They don't give them their number. Coworker whose mother was married to a cop. They met at her house. He responded to a domestic disturbance call between her and her first husband. Maybe they developed a relationship through the investigation.
Yeah, I don't know.
I said, is this supposed to make me feel better about my boyfriend who's currently in the police academy? Well, as long as he's a decent dude, you're fine.
Yeah.
Not all cops are doing this.
Most guys are decent. You'll
yes.
be fine.
They don't want to lose their job over getting a chick's number.
Yeah.
But there's unfortunately guys like this.
Cops usually don't have to.
Yeah, they're
just. Number one, they don't have to wear their uniform. Mm-hmm. Everyone on earth tells everybody they know that they're a cop.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They never have to say it themselves. And they never have trouble.
All cops are hot either.
Not all cops are hot.
Most are not.
Right.
Sorry, cops.
Sorry, officers.
No.
Hey, lady.
You're after being mean here.
Yeah. Oh. Jeez.
There's a few.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This guy could be the worst smuggler in the history of smuggling.
All right.
A Colombian traveler caught the attention of police at the Barcelona airport. It wasn't just that he appeared more nervous than your average airline customer. It was how tall his hair was that got their attention.
Hmm.
Upon closer examination, they found he was trying to smuggle a half kilo of packaged cocaine under his wig.
He had a wig
glued to his head.
It's glorious.
It is incredible. You have to go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. How this guy ever thought that he would be able to successfully smuggle cocaine under his wig is beyond me. There you go.
It's totally with my hairs.
Can you believe that?
What, is something look weird?
That's just how I like my hairs.
It's not obvious or anything.
Look at the size of that cocaine packet first, and then he shoves a wig on top of it. Mm-hmm. Come on, you guys.
I guess it looks kind of funny from the side.
Like, did someone tell him it looked great?
No, there was no one offering.
You can't tell at all.
Yeah.
No, don't worry about it. No one will ever know.
He looks totally unnatural. He said, just the way I like my hairs.
It's so weird. Like, the cocaine package is... Like, if you're going to smuggle cocaine on top of your head, okay?
Yeah.
Make sure that the package is flat as it can be, right?
Absolutely.
It's like a big potato on top of his head. It makes no sense.
Crazy.
Like, I'm sure there's no other place on your body that you could put that much cocaine. But, I mean, even if you...
Right.
Where would you smuggle that much cocaine in a package like that and get away with it? Probably no place. Even you couldn't put it up your butt. That's way too big to go up his butt.
You'd have to put like several things of
that's
it up
what
your
I mean.
Butt.
Yeah. You have to break it down.
Yes.
But you think you could get a larger bag, flatten it out, and then just sort of shape it to your whole head and then put the wig on? It might have not have looked so crazy.
You could have taken the wig, flipped it over, and formed it into the shape of the wig underneath, right?
Exactly.
And then packed it down solid. There's so many
better ways, right?
It's like a potato. It's like a potato's on top of his head, and he put a wig on top of it.
It is.
It's hard to do it justice. You have to go check it out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com because you cannot believe that this guy thought he would have got through. So they already knew this is what one of those so-called hot flights. They described that as a plane coming in from a narcotics-producing country. So they're always on edge when a hot flight comes in.
Right.
But depending on the purity and how it was cut, this seized cocaine, they say, worth about $34,000.
That's a bunch of it.
A ton of it. And easy to spot from a mile
away. Oh, yeah.
A mile away.
I am so sneaky.
Yeah. They'll never get me.
Looking good.
The funny thing is, he was able to board the plane in Colombia.
Well, because
Colombia is not.
Imagine
like every person leaving there have cocaine on them.
Just how loosey-goosey it is there.
the Colombian airport security.
Yeah.
Everybody, I know that you got a cocaine, but take your shoes off.
Yeah, they just blew it to his head.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, here, here, that glue's not going to work.
Please put all of your laptops and cocaine in the beans. Yeah. Go through. Give it to your cocaine bake.
You take off your belt, but oh no, keep the cocaine in your pockets.
Just gonna take a quick look at a scan at your penis. Oh, cocaine there too. Come on.
All right, go ahead.
Get on the plane. Enjoy your flights.
Oh, it's just cocaine. You're good. Yeah. Go through.
Exactly. A lot of people are texting in saying that they probably set him up to get busted. There was probably a couple people behind him that were smuggling even more. So they put him through as a decoy, knowing he'd get busted, so the other guys could go through.
Isn't that funny? That's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's become like cartoonish. They make one guy incredibly, one guy takes the fall.
Yeah.
And the rest of them have a million pounds of cocaine up their ass.
What you mean? My wig looks so weird.
Weird, a hairdo?
That's just the way he is.
My head is a misshapen. So there was a big festival in Switzerland that the Switzerland Air Force was going to do a flyover.
Okay.
For.
Mm-hmm.
Except they went to the wrong place and the wrong festival.
Okay.
The commander of the Swiss Air Force's aerobatics team has apologized after a flyby the other day. It was meant to take place at a festival celebrating the birthplace of Swiss aviation pioneer Oskar Bitter.
Oh yeah.
But instead, they went to the wrong festival. They passed over a yodeling festival.
They don't have it. They don't have the real video of it happening.
No.
That sucks.
Not many videos being taken at the yodeling festival.
Well, it's too captivating a thing to even take
your eyes on. Like
don't want to miss
anything. Watch it through your phone.
Right.
That's a terrifying combo of sounds.
Yeah.
I'd feel like something was coming for me if I heard those two sounds together.
The aliens are finally here.
Be like, there's about to be a fight.
Like, you know how, like, in the Vietnam War, we would send the helicopters in and they'd be playing, like, Rolling Stones
Fortunate Son.
Yeah.
The Swiss.
This is how the Swiss go to battle, huh?
Get ready for, grab your weird pocket knives and your cheese and get ready. Send in the jets.
The Swiss jets.
So I guess they say the aircraft wasn't equipped with GPS devices or modern technology.
Oh,
geez, the Swiss.
Oh, come on, Swiss.
They just navigated using map, felt pen, and sight.
I kind of think it's over this way. I don't think that's the right ones.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Keep it flying.
That's crazy. They don't even have GPS.
A little laid back there.
Yeah, the Swiss.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of jet it was?
No, it was like a team of the aerobatics jets.
How did those jets not have any technology in them, guys?
It's a pretty crazy, isn't it?
It's the Swiss Air Force aerobatics team.
Oh, come on. So how many of them have crashed over the years? That's what I want to
this
know.
This sounds like you're at war, and then you're like, ah, the Swiss are here!
Yeah.
It's like their battle cry.
Like my grandfather talked about being in World War II, and then a big regiment of Scottish soldiers showed up, and they walk in with the bagpipes going.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, you could hear the bagpipes from a long ways away.
Yeah, this is the Swiss version.
This is the Swiss version of that.
It's okay. We're here to help you. Boogie boogie.
So the other festival they were supposed to fly over was celebrating Oskar Bitter. He died in a crash on June 7th, 1919. He's famous for having made the first aerial crossing of the Alps in both directions. He did that back in 1913.
So they're waiting for their air show.
Right. Then it's instead
any time now.
It's instead over disrupting the yodeling festival.
And they were pissed. The yodelers were furious, they say.
Oh, I bet someone was right in the middle of their best yodel.
Yeah.
And then these six crazy crappy jets flew over
with their maps and pens.
Yeah.
And just their sight as guidance. Well, they probably just look. There's a
and
big
then they
crowd
did
people,
their
right?
And you know they did their whole routine.
Oh, of course they did.
So they did their whole thing.
That's what they're there to
they'd
do.
They probably do one loop de loop or whatever, and then that's it.
Who knows?
Like, you can't do too much when you don't have any kind of. Or flying blind.
Where the Swiss? Let's just make a left turn. Another left turn really knocked their socks off.
Man, that's crazy.
Wow, can you imagine having to go to it? Yo, I've been dragged to some really bad festivals through the years by my wife. A yodeling festival.
There's got to be not many people at a yodeling fest.
Yodeling's dude, so I don't. Weird. But it's there, right? It's in Switzerland. That's what they do.
Yeah, they are.
But even, I know they do it, but how many of them still do? You know what I mean? How many of them still
do it? Is that where
the
yodeling came from? Switzerland?
I think so.
I feel like they're the ones making
it. Oh, yeah, dude, look at it. Hold the fun of the yodeling festival.
I can't believe there's no yodeling fest with the Jets video.
They're all so old. They don't have
well, that's what I mean.
They're the ones that carry on
their phones on them. God, camera phones.
Look
mushrooms.
At all the people there.
You want to eat mushrooms?
I want to eat mushrooms and go to this thing.
That'd be a trip.
You wouldn't be old boy.
There's the flag thrower.
Oh, this is a big parade of yodelers. They yodel and walk. Oh, Amber made me sit through this when we were in Switzerland, too. I forget what these are called, but I had to watch these guys
big
blow their
horns.
Big horns.
It's like from the Ricola commercials.
Yeah. That's all I keep thinking. So the Swiss used to just get on mountains and just scream and yodel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Why did they yodel?
I don't know.
Were they doing something with sheep?
Maybe.
Well, what, that made them yodel?
I guess it can.
Yeah, Zane blew one. I don't know what those things are called. Those big, long...
It doesn't matter.
There they are right there. We had to sit through one of their performances.
You've got videos of everything.
Well, because Zane blew one.
Yeah? Are they loud?
They asked Zane up to try it. And I was grossed out by that. I'm like, that old yodeler has had his mouth on that blowing spit right down it.
Yeah, he's tongued it all.
Oh, yeah, that's gross.
That's all I could think of. Don't do it, Zane! Where does
Google's
yodeling...
calling them an Alpenhorn.
An Alpenhorn, that's probably it, yeah. Switzerland, yeah. It was founded in 1291.
Why?
Didn't make its way to North America until 1619.
If you just tuned in, we're looking up the history of yodeling.
It's nice to finally get tuned in.
And Dave showing his vacation photos. Yeah,
if you just tuned in, I just took a whole bottle of pills.
Andy asked a question. It had me puzzled. It had me wondering. Where did yodeling come from? And we're ticking. Chuck's time is ticking away.
And then I'll be dead.
Tick, tick, tick. Countdown is on.
Don't send help.
He wants
That's
to go.
What I
way.
Want.
Just let him go.
Get the Ipecac.
Yeah.
Force feed you Ipecac.
Yeah, no.
Come back to us, Chuck.
No,
you're getting it. You're getting the Ipecac.
He wants to go. We should let him go. The only yodeling I know how to do is from The Price is Right. That was the only one that I ever
Yeah, that's the only...
From that game. The Mountain Man game.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only cool yodeling there ever has been. Was that game.
Right.
Wasn't it like a heavy metal yodeling band or something?
Yeah, I think we hooked that up.
It's called
before.
Hocus Pocus by Focus.
Oh, Andy knows.
Or Focus by Hocus. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, it's like rocking.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Rocking yodeling.
Mm-hmm. Those two don't normally go hand in hand.
No, they're the only ones that did it. And there's a video of like what those dudes look like. They're wild looking.
Yeah.
Wild
looking I remember.
Dudes.
We watched it.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Apparently, sushi has been spontaneously combusting.
I'm going to blow my face off.
You're dead. Basically dead right now.
They have five restaurant fires, they say, have happened because of sushi spontaneously combusting. What's causing it? Deep fried tempura flakes have been linked to five fires. The flakes used to give sushi rolls some crunch are made by deep frying batter, putting it through a colander and letting the mixture rest in a bowl for hours, often overnight. These dense piles often don't allow heat to dissipate properly, and they end up igniting after anywhere from 3 to 10 hours.
So same thing as the rags.
Mm-hmm.
Exact same process, really.
Oh, we got to figure this out, because yeah. I can't go without my tempura flakes. That's my tempura. That's the crunch.
That's the crunch. You want the crunch. The crunch is what makes it.
You don't get the crunch.
I love the crunch.
I love that goddamn crunch.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, the crunch is amazing, Chuck. You're missing out. You don't have sushi anyway, but
no,
it's you want a crunch.
You want the crunch.
If it doesn't have the crunch, it's...
it's garbage.
Yeah.
So now fire departments across the country are trying to spread the word about this fire hazard. So they recommend that if you... work at a restaurant that's doing this, or you're making this at home, you spread it out on a baking sheet so the heat can dissipate.
How unnerving would that be? You're sitting down for a meal and they come up and they're like, just a warning, your food could just explode in your face.
I'm sorry. Did you say it could just explode in my face?
Just, it could just... yeah, it's... sorry, it's a thing happening.
Do you guys provide goggles or anything?
No.
You got anything...
No goggles.
All right. Well, I do find it delicious, so I'm going to just roll the dice.
Roll the dice.
Don't worry. We're going to eat it quick. It doesn't last too long, and it's going to be exploding. It's exploding right in my belly.
Yep. Kaboom. Right out his butthole.
You could put a bomb in there, though, I swear to God, and that thing go off. It'd be fine. Everybody would know what's for the wear.
Boom.
There it goes. Hey, he saved us. He saved us all.
Ate too many tempura flakes. Sorry about that, everybody. You got smoke coming out of my butthole.
Yeeks. That got Lisa good.
Yeah, it did. She pictured smoke coming out of your butthole.
Boom. Yeah, it's just a butt fire, everybody. Whoa. Don't worry. Just a good old-fashioned butt fire. Didn't do too much with the tempuris.
Hey, thank you so much for saving us, eh?
You're reviewing it as you walk out, telling the other people waiting.
Be easy with them tempura flakes, let me tell you. I had a four-alarm fire right on the old what's your father back there.
I tell you, I saw his keister go right up.
It was nuts. I could have welded with it at the beginning of it. That thing was so goddamn high temperature.
How'd you put it out? How'd you get it out?
I sat on it, smothered it with my weight.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Squeezed my butt cheeks together so tight I could have made a diamond in there.
Your work cut off the oxygen.
Yep. Sealed it tight.
It's like the third time it's happened to him, so he's pretty good at it now.
That's true. I am. I'm skilled in that whole area there as far as inside your body fires.
You don't stop, drop, fire. And roll.
Nah, no time for that. That's how you have diarrhea everywhere.
Saw it happen first time.
Yeah, that's the first
time. Learn that lesson quick. Things go south.
The old inside the body fires. They'll get you.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful out there, people. You never know when things can just blow up.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.